This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it. Welcome back to Hustleberg. This is episode number 36. It is another Q&A episode, again, focused on podcasting, thanks to your questions. Now, if you have a question that you'd like to hear answered here on Hustleberg, make sure you visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to ask. So many of you ask questions about being a guest on a podcast, and by extension, radio and other old media, that we have this entire episode geared toward helping you in that endeavor. This should serve as essentially a step-by-step guide for anyone looking to highlight their experience, add value to others, and build your brand through appearing on podcasts and other outlets for earned media. I'll go ahead and say it, if you are interested in being a guest here on Hustleberg, please do visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. Now the first question we had several people ask, so I'm not going to single anybody out, but how can I find podcasts looking for guests? I'm going to be real honest with you, just about any podcast that has an interview portion as a part of their show is going to be looking for guests. We're all looking for people to interview or to serve as a panelist for a topical discussion. Both being interviewed and serving as a panelist are terrific opportunities for you to build your brand, as well as for you to create content for the community that you've built. Now, the first thing you're going to need to do is identify. So you'll need to find relevant podcasts where you can add value for their audience. This isn't about you. This is about adding value for their audience. And you're going to start with the five, your five areas of focus for your content to begin your search for relevant podcasts. Now, listeners of Hustleberg should be pretty familiar with the five, but if you aren't, take a look at them at beyondyoursidehustle.com/the5. With as many podcasts as there are, you will probably find several that complement your expertise well. You just need to know how to search. And I would start that search by going through Apple's podcast directory by category to identify some potential shows for you to appear on. Podcasts in that directory are categorized there with a good degree of generality, so you'll want to just make a list of those that look like they may intersect with your topics. Don't worry about any specifics yet. You just want to amass a pretty good size list before going too deep into each podcast and getting too much information and wasting a lot of time at first. Additionally, utilize their podcast directory to search for specific keywords that kind of populate the five for you. In addition to finding entire lists of possible podcasts, you'll also find individual shows that didn't categorize themselves well for your search, and that's no fault for them. It's not exactly easy to adequately describe with the limited number of options, and Apple only lets you choose three categories for your podcast. Then I would turn to Google. You should definitely be able to find plenty of shows there as well. Just type in podcast plus and use the actual plus sign, one of your five focus areas. Or if you have a target audience in mind for your guest appearance, I would also search for that target market plus podcast And again, use the actual plus sign. It's going to help you tremendously in your searches. Now, there are some other ways to find podcasts as well. Take a look at influencers in your industry, if you have any, and other influencers within your The Five. You're going to scout the media appearances that they have already done, and it's likely to overturn an opportunity or two here that you hadn't previously thought about or maybe didn't show up in your earlier searches. Now, the podcast directory, Google, and looking at the influencers are going to only turn up so many opportunities, and there is a huge disconnect between podcast hosts and producers and potential podcast guests. In fact, the disconnect is so big that there are actually several podcast matching services like podcastguest.com, findradioguest.com, and perfectpodcastguest.com. All of them aim to connect podcast teams and potential guests. Now, I do have to add a bit of a disclaimer here. I've not found much success either as a host or as a potential guest with any of the matching services that I've tried. Last but not least, take a look locally for podcasts that might be a fit for you. You should attend local podcast meetups to network with their podcast hosts and teams. And I would also check out the local chamber of podcasts to see, or I'm sorry, the local chamber of commerce to see if they feature local businesses on their podcast or if they can point you to one toward one that does something like that. So you're also, now you've got a list and you're going to need to get a bit of information. You've identified a bunch of possibilities, but it's time to see how relevant they are to what it is that you are trying to reach, who you are trying to reach. It's time to see if they are relevant to your intended audience from a list that you've already identified. So take each podcast name from that list and Google it, because you're going to want to find out five things about it. The first is you're going to want to find out the podcast website, because you're going to want to be able to find it online. You're going to want to know the podcast host or hosts, and you're going to want to know their names. You're going to want to see what topics they cover, and you're going to want to figure out their reach, whether they're a local podcast, kind of a state or regional podcast, or if they are a national podcast. And you're also going to want to find a contact email or online guest form. These bits of information are going to give you a better look at whether they should remain on your list going forward. I guarantee you're going to strike a lot of podcasts because the topics, while they may be related to your five areas of focus, don't really line up with where you can add value to the audience every time. And you'll also eliminate a lot of podcasts because they don't have the reach that intersects with your intended audience. For example, there's no sense in appearing on a podcast that is focused on New Mexico when your business serves St. Petersburg. You may also discover that the show's contact email addresses are hard to find. If you're really lucky, they may share how they source guests on their website. As I mentioned earlier in the episode, here for Hustleberg, we do so at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguests for all the St. Pete entrepreneurs who would like to be on the show. This information could be found on the About page for their show, the host's personal websites, or in the reply to for their mailing list or newsletter. So now we have a list of viable, possible podcasts to appear on. The next step for us is going to be pitching yourself as a guest. So you've identified all the podcasts that are appropriate for you. These are the shows where the audience is right for your business, their topics intersect with The Five, and you found contact information for them. Here's the bad news. Be prepared to be rejected a lot. What's even worse news is also be prepared to not hear back from a lot of podcasts. Getting booked as a guest is mostly a combination of what you bring to the show and the number of pitches you send. It really is a numbers game, but most importantly, you need to be realistic with your pitches. Extremely popular podcasts get lots of high-profile guests. Early in your journey as a podcast guest, aim for some smaller shows to build a resume. They're going to be ecstatic about having someone who wants to be a guest on their podcast. Then once you have more experience and a portfolio of appearances to appoint to, you can really go after some bigger podcasts when you can show the kind of value that you can bring to the audience. Now, before you do anything further with any of these podcasts reaching out, listen to at least one episode of that podcast that includes an interview or a panel, whatever it is that you're trying to do on that show, anything that would be similar to what you desire. So you'll find personality issues, maybe there's a format problem, or you find that you don't really want to sit down for a 3-hour interview that only hits on your 5 areas of focus once or twice. Listening to an episode is going to eliminate about a quarter to a third of the directory that you've already acquired in your research thus far. Before you reach out, you're going to want to prepare a one sheet. Now, a one sheet is an introduction to the podcast hosts and producers about you. In it, you're providing the hosts and producers with the right information to know that you are right for their show. It kind of serves as your podcast resume, summarizing who you are and what you do. Most importantly, it will center around your value to their audience, telling them that they have to have you as a guest. Your one sheet should include your photo, headshot is definitely preferred, as well as your business logo. It should include your qualifications as an expert. You should also include the five areas of focus where you can add value. If you have any suggested questions or topics for the interviewer, that is a great place to use them. You're also going to want to include recent appearances on other podcasts or outlets. If you don't have any of those yet, point to some of the writing that you've done about the topics where you can add value. And you should also include how you plan to promote the episode that features you. This is going to be something that a lot of people don't realize is important to podcasts. Teams, because they want to make sure that their podcast is listened to, and they know that if a guest has the ability to share with their community the creation of that podcast, they're going to hopefully grow their audience by hooking into your community. You should also make sure that your company website includes a page, maybe as a subpage of your about or your contact page, that contains all of the above info for any media contacts that might be seeking you out for an interview. You're going to want to do this for the online guest forms, especially because you'll be able to provide that link and not necessarily be able to put all of that information in a guest form. As someone who is looking for guests frequently, having all of this information available would make the show's host or producer invite you in a second. Next, you're going to reach out. Now, this is actually the easiest part of getting booked because you've already researched the podcast. You've already prepared your one sheet for their viewing. Go ahead, do yourself a favor and make sure you don't flood all the podcasts on your list at once. Send each podcast an individual email focused on that show and the value that you can add for their community. By sending your one sheet information in the body of an email rather than attaching it, you're also more likely to be seen by the intended recipient and not get caught in a spam or threat filter. For the ones that have online guest forms, again, having a link to your one sheet that's hosted on your business's website is a fantastic way to drive them to find that information. And you're going to need to be prepared to follow up. Go ahead and have a follow-up email ready that is different from your initial contact, but offers even more value for their community by having you on as a guest. Go ahead and include a link to another podcast or news appearance that you've done, or maybe a testimonial for your speaking or writing abilities. You can also include links to articles that you've written on the same topic that you'd like to be a guest on the podcast about. I wouldn't follow up within 7 days, so wait at least 7 days before sending a follow-up email. You're going to be on a podcast in no time. Congratulations, you're booked to appear on a podcast. So now, how can you make the most of that appearance? You're going to need to listen to the show. Now, if you followed what I outlined in the earlier questions, you've already listened to at least an episode of their podcast to get a general feel for the show, its format, and how interviews fit into that. For each confirmed guest appearance, you should pick 3 episodes to get a much deeper and better understanding of the show, how it flows, and to get better acquainted with the hosts. You're going to want to feel like these are fairly close acquaintances when you have your first conversation with them, just because you're in, if there are kind of any gags or jokes or running things that show up repeatedly in episodes. Now, you're going to want to make sure that the episodes that you listen to, they are all episodes that have interviews, and that the interview guests are as closely aligned to your five areas of focus to fully prepare for your experience. Now, I'm not saying that you should only listen to those, but try to keep them pretty close to your five areas of focus. Definitely ask questions. Now, as a host, I try to anticipate everyone's questions about their upcoming interview. It never fails that I miss something here or there, though. And the best way to prepare for an awesome interview is generally just to ask what to expect. You've already listened to 4 total episodes for research, and your questions shouldn't be generic at all, because they're going to be more specific. You've already answered the generic ones by listening. And the podcast team is going to appreciate that you've put effort into learning about the show before you even appear. Also, you should ask for a question pool that they intend to use in the interview. Now, we had on our one sheet some suggested topics and some suggested questions, so you're also going to want to ask so that you can better prepare for an idea of what they're going to ask you. Now, for guests of Hustleberg, I provide these questions about a week before the scheduled interview day and time. I want to help each guest put their best foot forward to the Hustleberg community, and if they prepare well, they will shine. Now, for every interview that I've given and every panel I've been on, I ask for questions or an outline of topics. That way, I'm able to prepare notes and see how I will be able to tie it all together with the 5 and our call to action in the interview. That brings us to our next point, and that's having a call to action. Now, as part of your preparation, you should probably create an offer to add value for each listener that you can refer to in the interview naturally, as well as provide to the podcast audience in the show notes. So if you have an email course or a cheat sheet, a special offer, tie it into the conversation that you foresee happening. And it's even better if you can direct them to that podcast specific URL to measure the response from your guest appearance. So put something out there like beyondyoursidehustle.com/Joe Rogan appearance or something along those lines. So you're directing them. It's something that's easy for them to remember, and you're going to be able to measure that response from your appearance. And this is going to be your contextual call to action. It's going to flow from the interview's natural conversation. The segue to it should feel natural because you've prepared for that, because you kind of know how that conversation is going to go with the questions that they ask, the notes that you've prepared, and as you're sharing with their community, how you can add value for them. Now, in the same vein, almost every podcast host will give you the opportunity to promote yourself toward the end of the interview. So you're going to need to prepare a separate call to action for that closing, and it's almost as important as your contextual one. You've probably heard me ask guests, so where can our listeners find out more about you and your business? You won't want to list every possible outlet where they can find you. In fact, I suggest no more than 3, and making sure that one of those is a callback to your contextual call to action within the interview. Finally, in the interview, be interesting, be informative, be happy. You should arrive several minutes early to the in-person or virtual meeting to record so that you can get your bearings before you jump into the show. This is also going to keep the podcast team that you're about to meet from freaking out about a guest running late or a possible no-show, and it gives you a few minutes to get ready and any final preparations that you need to make. Speaking of those final preparations, before you sit down to conduct the interview, take a few moments, relax, breathe, and look over your notes one final time. If you followed the earlier advice, you're prepared and you should feel confident about the conversation that's about to take place. As the conversation begins, make sure to smile. Even if there isn't a video component to the podcast, your tone will often convey more about your state of mind than any words that you say. Above all, have fun. You really knocked it out of the park with your interview now, and that is awesome. Now that the interview's wrapped, you want people to listen to what you had to say, right? You wouldn't want to do all the work that you've done thus far to be for nothing. So, after all, your pitch and your one sheet should offer you your help in promoting your episode to your community. So your job isn't quite over yet. You're going to need to help promote that show. Often you can ask the podcast team how they promote each episode of the podcast. Now, network podcasts will often have a marketing team that pushes all the network shows and episodes through their marketing sequences and channels, but independent creators will typically promote their own work, relying on their community to spread the word about their guests. This often means there's a push on social media or through their mailing list to bring attention to each episode that they publish. Regardless, someone on the podcast team is going to know what that process is like, so you need to ask them. Ask what platforms they use, ask when promotion for an upcoming episode begins, and generally how long it typically runs after each show publishes. You're also going to want to ask how often after an episode publishes they call back to it and drive traffic to an earlier episode. Make sure the people who need to know have all of your social media handles so that they can tag or mention you in each post that they make. It's going to help better expose their community to you as well as your brand. A day or two before you expect the promotional efforts to begin, you should share a post on a shared social media outlet. So if you're on Twitter and they're on Twitter, mention them in a tweet about how excited you are for your upcoming appearance or how much fun you had recording it. This increases the likelihood of already immersing yourself in their community by having your post retweeted or shared from their social media to kick off the promotion of your appearance on the show. And for each social media outlet, when you are sharing their posts about the episode, your efforts are better spent directly sharing their posts, talking about you, rather than creating your own content about it. By retweeting on Twitter or sharing their Facebook or LinkedIn posts to your own community, you help their posts gain further exposure while also promoting yourself. If they utilize a mailing list to update listeners, you have another opportunity to help promote your appearance. If the service they use provides a built-in forwarding mechanism, use it. Use it to send their promotional email to your family and friends, your most engaged community members, and internally within your business. Your team probably wants to hear the way you're talking about them. Now, if their mail service doesn't do that, just forward it along with a personal note to those same stakeholders. They're stakeholders in your success. Now, if you look back fondly on your experience, definitely connect future guests with the podcast team. A glowing review or recommendation for you will offer future guests a preview of the experiences, outcomes, and networks their appearance can provide them as well. The team will most likely appreciate your referrals because podcast creators are often on the hunt for guests. If your suggestions work out well, you're probably even going to be invited back to appear again without having to do the hassle of research and preparation. And it can even lead to a recurring guest spot. I actually did this exact thing with two radio stations back when I lived in Atlanta. I started out as a single guest, one time being asked a couple of questions. I was invited back as a repeat guest after I sent more guests their way, and both eventually ended up having me on for a weekly spot, which allowed me to build my profile with their already built community and share my areas of focus for free. Now, believe it or not, podcast creators talk amongst themselves. The more popular a show is, the more connections each host and producer has with other podcasts. Like I was taught, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Now, if you are ready to be a guest on a podcast, let's go. If you are ready to be a guest on Hustleberg, visit us at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. You did it. You just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, we're helping you reach ideal engagement on any social media platform in a 3-week training available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. See how you can change your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.